Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Creative Prophet Dan Shoup and Kurt Kilman back in studio now. We are calling the state championship game. Valley Heights, the Mustangs, against Maranatha Academy, the Eagles. The Mustangs coming today, seeded at 6. Maranatha today came in today, seeded at 4. And the interesting thing about these two teams is that they just played. So Valley Heights just played the number one seeded Inman. They won 26-24, 25-21. And Maranatha Academy beat Ellenwood 25-22 and 25-17. The interesting thing about this situation is both Valley Heights and Maranatha went 2-1 in pool play. Side note, first time the Eagles ever made it out of pool play. Fourth time ever going to state in history for Maranatha Academy. But besides that, the interesting fun fact here is that the Mustangs lost against Ellenwood in their pool play. The Eagles lost against Inman in their pool play. And both of these teams just beat the other team's team that they lost to on either side of the court. And so now it's Valley Heights and Maranatha Academy, two teams that haven't seen each other tonight, teams that aren't even seen in the top three, but they've had very successful seasons this year. Again, Maranatha Academy, this is the fourth time going to state. This is the first time ever making a finish in the top four, and they got a chance to win state the first time in program history. And for Valley Heights, they have a chance to win the first state title since 1992 and be a runner-up for the first time since 2006.
Yeah, I mean, I was fortunate enough, I got to see Maranatha earlier in the year. They were in the same tournament as my daughter's team, the Valley Falls Invite, and I did get to play in the championship of that tournament and win it against Centralia, and they beat Centralia in three sets there. So they do have a very balanced team, so they do. And you look at, I mean, they got six losses or seven, but you look at the losses they have. Nemaha Valley, which is in the state quarterfinals in 3A. They lost to Rock Creek, which is in the quarterfinals of 4A state. They lost to Paola, which is a bigger school. Frontenac, which was a 3A state qualifier. And Odessa is who they lost to. I don't know if that's Odessa, Texas, or where Odessa is, but those are their losses. So, I mean, their losses to are two legit teams. So they played a pretty tough schedule here. From what I remember from them, they're pretty balanced. They're a balanced group, so they are. And they do know how to mix it up on that front line. They do a lot of quick hitting. They'll move players around in different positions on that front row to hit at different locations. So Valley Heights is going to have their hands full here. But you look at the other side, Valley Heights has been through the ringer also. They went through that tough TBL league and played some great teams there, and they got out of the league and played some bigger schools also. We talked about that yesterday and competed against big schools there. So, I mean, they went through the ringer. They played some tie-level teams. So this should be a great state championship game.
And talking about, you know, key players on both sides, Tate Shirt, she has 324 kills on this Eagles team, over 1,000 career kills. And she also leads this team with 117 aces this year. In her total career, she has 364. She owns the school record. But another player on this team who has a school record is Nash. Nash, Abigail Nash, the junior, has over 985 assists in her total career. It is a single season record, as she has a big amount as well, just broken down. She has been an incredible player as well. Nash has 985 assists just this season. That is a big-time setter for the Eagles.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm sure both these teams, I mean, they really didn't have much time to prepare for who they're looked up against here across the net from. They really didn't get to see them play in the quarterfinal because they were worried about their own team while they were playing at the same time. So, the preparation that you usually get that coaches have for these teams, I'm sure they did a little bit of prep for all the teams that were in the tournament, but you don't get that individual prep that you need a lot of times when you're facing somebody that you have not seen.
Well, we'll be back for the state championship game, classification of 2A. Valley Heights, the Mustangs, take on Maranatha Academy, the Eagles, here on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. Our ag lending department here at United Bank and Trust is ready to help get what you need this harvest season. From all of us here at United Bank and Trust, we want to wish all farmers a safe and successful harvest this year. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, where all we do is cover championships. Am I right, baby, or am I right? Here we go. Valley Heights, the Mustang, taking on Maranatha Academy, the Eagles, in set number one as we are about to begin. Valley Heights chasing their first state title since 1992, and Maranatha Academy trying to chase their first state title ever in program history.
Yeah, and I want to go back and correct. I said Odessa, Texas. I just got corrected through the social media. I guess it's Odessa, Missouri, east or west of Warrensburg. I guess I was thinking golf. Odessa, Texas, Tin Cup. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie or not, but I guess I need to get on the golf course more. But yeah, we got a great state championship coming in front of us here. Maranatha, which again has played some very high level teams throughout the season. You got Valley Heights coming through that TVL league and went out and played in some tournaments that played some high level competition from upper classes. So yeah, this is going to be a dogfight.
Man, you can just hear, like, the crowd on the
Mustang. Oh, the energy's up there.
We're sitting on the Mustang side right now. Let me tell you, the crowd's excited. The student section is in it, and they are ready to get going for the Mustangs. Being on the court, Miller, Smith, Porta, Turber, Josie Parker, and Vermitten. All the starters here in the state championship game for Valley Heights. Man, they had an incredible game one against.
Oh, and they executed their game plan extremely well, Grinnon. I mean, they knew the Sutton kid on the other side when she got to the front row, how they were going to handle her, and they had her, I mean, almost baffled at times. They just executed their double blocks extremely well wherever she was and really took her out of her game.
Here to start the serve, Valley Heights, the Mustangs, Mia Vermitten. In set number two, she had the biggest game, the biggest set, and performance for herself. She has two kills and two blocks. Here she'll start to serve for Valley Heights. In the state championship game, the Mustangs and the Eagles, you're locked in tonight, 2.1. KMZA, stay locked in because we got state championship classification of 2A here. And to start things off, a kill early for the Eagles. It's Tate Scherz. We were just talking about her in the pregame on how great of a player she's going to be for this Eagles
and
team.
Yeah, what do? You go right to your best player right from the get-go.
Right from the get-go. Get it going. Now here she serves. Set opportunity for Ava Smith. Ava Smith over the double block. And now it's going to be a handling error from Marinetta Academy.
Again, same strategy on Valley Heights part. I mean, get your kid that, I mean, is maybe your best hitter in the game right to get-go.
Here to serve now, Avery Stevenson. She had an ace. Just one singular ace, but alone, she's a great server from behind the service line. Good opportunity. This time, it's going to Gilmore. Deflected right back to Maranatha. Almost a kill shot for Ava Smith. Deflected. And now put over on a free ball sent across from Maggie Brick. And now Ava Smith put down a kill shot.
And again, it all started with a great back row dig for Valley Heights to get that up to the center. Center didn't even have to move and made a great set to the Smith kids.
Avery Stevenson again to serve. Gets it over. Back row, libero picks it up. That's Carlin. Now hit across by Miller on the Mustang. And free ball just sent over. Barely skipping over the top of the white strip. Correct there, the state shirt. Step opportunity from the right side now and going out of bounds. That's Maggie Brisk.
But you see how, I mean, he low set that all the way across the net. I mean, it wasn't 2 foot off the net. Kind of like a quick hit to try to throw the timing off of the blockers on the other side.
Well, it was tipped from Valley Heights. So Brisk gets her first kill here. It's now 2-2 in the first set. Maranatha against Valley Heights. Third place match going on to her right. Inman and Ellenwood both tied 3-3. Miller setting up Ava Smith. Smith, nice little tap across. Gets a couple players running into each other, but it will be hit across by Brisk. Nice little touch pass to put it over from Miller. We're going out for the fake out. Two-hand push now. Mustang is on their side. Ava Smith now against the double block. Gets right back into the Mustang's hands. Ava Smith, second time to charm. Ball strip in the air and violation called against Maranatha Academy going into the net.
Yeah, you can see the strategy from the get-go on Valley Heights side. Smith's up there. Let's get her the ball as much as we can. See if she can't get some kills down.
Paige Miller, the sophomore, back to serve now. She had two aces. Excuse me, she had an ace and a kill in that game last. And now some handling issues for the Eagles. It's now 4-2 for Valley Heights in set number one. Back to serve. Paige Miller once again. Puts this one down to the deep row. It gets put over on a free ball. Back set. Turber against the double block. Right back. She goes again with it. Turber, second time's a charm.
Yeah, way to stick with her with the Turber kid there. Again, great senior head smart kid. Hit into the block first time and just went right down line the second time.
Yeah, you mentioned the adjustment going for the angle shot. Brisk set up. That's going to be a kill.
And that's what I remember from this Maranatha team. I mean, he's another shooter across the net, so it was very low. They, instead of those high sets that you see a lot of times, they do those shooters that are real low to the net. They try to change the speed of those hitters.
Paige Baumler to serve down for the Eagles. It's over the net. Back rope. Hits up. Back set. Ava Smith. Ava Smith down on the floor.
And we've seen that last, well, we've seen that all the way through. They pull Ava Smith. When she gets to that front right, to stay over the front right, and they back set her. Again, excellent job by the center of Valley Heights of putting those things on the money.
Smith, two kills already against Maranatha Academy. She's got 11 kills in this state run. Air kill for the Eagles.
Yeah, and what did Maranatha go to? They went to their best hitter to try to break that run that Valley Heights had.
6-4 now. Valley Heights still up by 2. Smith totaling in this state from the pool play in here. She has over 51 total kills. She's been incredible. Here, Vermitten facing the double block, gets right back to her. And now a point for the Eagles. Violation called against the Mustangs. 6-5. 2-point run here for Maranatha.
Yeah, if your blood's not pumping right now, I don't know what's wrong with you because, yeah, this is exciting.
I'm sure the crowd is way into this. 6-5, and
just
that
long.
One just long on the service error. 7-5. Breaks the two-run go for the Eagles. 7-5, Valley Heights lead, back to serve now, Caitlin Henry, the junior. Had some assists and digs in that last game, nothing on kills and blocks. Here put across, nice block by Turber, but I think they're going to get Turber on the net, they will.
Wow. That's what they're calling, Turber's kind of saying, what, I didn't touch the net.
It didn't look like she touched the net, she argues her point, but
yeah.
Not be hurt.
She didn't agree with the call.
Substitution here. Emery and Porta step off.
All right, they got their best hitter now in serving. We'll see who else steps up here for Maranatha.
Josie Parker and Vermitten come in. Vermitten, she's got the dig here. Nice setup for Josie Parker. Parker deflected right back at the Mustangs. Back set, opportunity for Vermitten. Vermitten attacking the back row. It's picked up by Britt. Now upwards on the attack here is the Eagles. And setting up in the backcourt line, it was Ava Smith. She sends it across. And sure, she's got a kill.
I mean, that's what they're known for, another shooter. They're really trying to mix it up on those blockers. And the coaches for Valley Heights have talked to her. All right, you're going to have to be a little bit earlier because they're doing those shooters across the net.
7-7 now. It's a tie game in set number one. In the state championship game in classification 2A, Vermitten. Two-hand push to get it across. Couldn't get it to fall down. Nice save by the Libero Mustangs, and now putting one down, Turber, she's got two kills. 8-7.
Yeah, I love Valley Heights coach. His nonstop instruction to her players, just subtle things, getting their kids to adjust to things.
Turber's back to serve, near a setup opportunity here, and put down and put away.
That's what makes Maranatha so tough. I mean, it's not a typical set. They're not typical sets. They're all short sets, quick sets, shooters. They're just not those high sets that you usually see. So it really makes the timing on your blocks, I mean, something you have to adjust to.
8-8 now in set number one. Dig and ace for Abigail Nash for the Eagles. The Eagles now take the lead 9-8 in set number one.
And Maranatha coach, he's got his hands behind his back, nice, cool, and collected. I don't want.
Paige Miller, set for Josie Parker. Parker, nearly putting down a kill, and looks like they're going to get the Eagles underneath the net.
Good hit by the Parker kids from Valley Heights. I said it's great to see all three of them get involved, the Renton, Torber, the Parker kid, when they're all in the front row at the same time.
9-9 games at number one, set up. Here to Gilmore. Gilmore out of play, and they're going to say it was touched. 9-10, Gilmore, she picks up her first kill in set number one against the Mustangs. Back to serve here. St. Sure, the senior. Again, she's having a stellar season. Gets this one over the net, and she's got an ace. I'm not sure if that really needed to get played.
Yeah, she kind of lost track of where she was with court. You kind of hit her up there in the chin area. She probably could have opened up and let that one go out.
Now 9-11, the ace by the senior for the Eagles. Dig by Ava. Now she's going to go up there and put down the kill. And that one's going to go all the way to the bleachers.
Yeah, we might need a new ball.
Might need a new ball.
Yep, when Smith gets to the back of the front row, again, the center does an excellent job of decision-making because she does all those things on the fly. It's not like the coach is telling her every time a pass is made up to her where she's supposed to go. She makes those decisions, so excellent job by the center in Valley Heights.
Avery Stevenson gets this one over. It is 11-10. Nice dig and save by Vermitten. Paige Miller, Smith, deflection from the top of the unit. And now it's the Eagles trying to send this one over, and going too far long is Britt. We now got an 11-11 game. Both teams have not used a timeout yet.
Yeah, it's just going back and forth. They're fighting each other.
Avery Stevenson puts this one over near eight. Set for Gilmore. Nice dig by Turber. And now a great kill to finish it by Smith.
When you watch this type of level of volleyball, it's just great to see the discipline of where you're supposed to be, where your responsibilities are, and the kids are right there.
Stevenson, serve. Over the net now. Set up. Well, it's supposed to go to Gilmore, but it was awkward. He does still get over. Two-hand push now.
Great save
from, again, Matthew Carlin, the libero. Whistle's being blown. Violation against the Mustangs. 12-12.
Must have been somebody in the net there, I guess. That's what they're calling it. 12-12 here.
Class 2A state championship game. Set number one. It's tied. Valley Heights Maranatha here to serve. Macy Carlin, she gets it over for the Eagles. Ava Smith, she set up once again, and that's on the line! They're going to say it's not!
Man, that guy, the line judge, he's still looking at the spot where that volleyball hit, so I mean, he must have had a good eye for it.
Man, it wouldn't have been very far out if it was, maybe by a quarter of an inch. For Minton, Paige Miller sets up Ava Smith. Now's what she does. She's like, okay, I'll put it 16 for the white line and puts it down.
I did great decision making, keeping the Smith kid involved. She hit long just a second ago, give it back to her, and she put it down.
Ava Smith, 5 kills in set number one against Maranatha Academy. We got a tied 13-13 game. Set here for Briss. Briss blocked right back towards them. Carlin picks it up as a libero. Push over here from Jones. Eagles with it. Jones sets it across. Nice block from Porta. Set back up to Briss.
Everything's in front of the spike line.
And looks like we're going to get a violation.
Yeah. He says back and forth over and over then. They couldn't get anything set up either side there for quite a while.
14-13. The Eagles lead after the Mustangs violation. To serve, Paige Baumler. Just a freshman. Gets this one fairly across. Great save by Vermitten. And now a kill for Ava Smith. 14-14, Ava Smith. She has got 6 kills.
I said when she's in the front row, they pretty much get her the ball. Now she comes back to serve. And now they spread it out to those 3 in the front row.
Near ace from Ava Smith. Jones puts it across. No one dives for it or no one should get it off the dive. And that will be Jones' first kill of the game, and that'll put the Eagles up by 1, 15-14. Serve on the way here from Maggie Brisk, the sophomore. She's had an incredible year with over 300 kills. Set opportunity for Turber. Turber in the back row, dug up by Brisk, and now take sure she's got a kill.
I mean, there's trying to adjust how high it is on those shooters. That's tough. And that ball's coming across from one side of the net all the way to the other side in a very big hurry. The spiker's already in their approach as the center's setting it.
Vermitten trying to put this one down. She does, but heat not handled by Macy Carlin, the sophomore libero of the Eagles. 16-15. The Mustangs still trail by 1. Maggie Briss. Excuse me. Caitlin Emery. Number 17 for Valley Heights back to service, the junior. Down by 1 now, 16-15, gets it across. It's opportunity for Jones. Jones has the kill.
That takes so much practice to get those things down. Those kids from Maranatha must continuously practice those shooters and those quick hits because they do it at a very high level.
Deion Jones is one of just 3 seniors here on this Maranatha Academy team. Josie Parker gets it across the block. And now Cher, deflection from the front row unit. Mustang, Vermitten, blocked right back at her. Hits it up, one more hit to get it over now. Turber tries to send it down. It gets picked up. Back to Cher. Cher going through the double block. Set for Vermitten. Vermitten taking some heat off of it. Almost puts it down. Now she picks up a bump, a set for Turber. Turber got the kill.
Great rally.
17-16. Turber, she's got 8 kills this Saturday. 3
again,
kills.
Yeah, great decision making on her part. I mean, she mixed it up, put it right over the double block.
Turber gets it over on the serve for the Mustangs. Set for sure. Nice way to take off the heat from the front row of the Mustangs. Vermitten trying to go in an angle shot here. She was out of bounds with it. Or when she was hitting it, but right now still in play. Nice little pass over from Paige Miller to almost fake out the Eagles.
And long.
And it looks like it's going to be sent long. There's going to be some discussion, but it will be confirmed.
Yeah, no touch.
No one touched it. 17-17.
Now, this is what the state title is supposed to be about. Coming right down to the end.
And both teams are tied right now. Valley Heights and Maranatha are tied in the state championship in the third place match. Him and Ellen, they're both tied 16-16. So, great competition on the state level this year in 2A. Everybody has played up to a high level. Sure, deflected right back after the Mustang.
We're going to call Lou.
17-18.
A lot of people get hung up on just watching the hitters hit. I mean, I really enjoy watching the back row people and move to their responsibilities, whether it's spike coverage or dig coverage, whatever it might be. Great movement.
Josie Parker has a kill. 18-18. Parker today, that's her first kill in this game against the Eagles, but she's got four kills on Saturday today and a block. And an ace by Vermitten. That one almost is a service error, but it's those serves that just roll over the net.
Roll over the net. There's nothing you can do about it. You just sit there, dang, okay, you got lucky.
But Vermitten, she gets the ace. That's her first ace of the day. Washed right back and barely picked up. Nice save from Maranatha. Zephyr Smith. Smith. Libero Carlin picks up in the back row. Set up to Sharp. Sharp. Finesse. Nice stick by Smith to keep it alive. And now Smith. She's going to hit it from the attacker's line. Carlin Libero picks up for Maranatha. Back set here. And that's going to go down as a kill for Paige Baumler.
Yeah, Maranatha did an excellent job of mixing it up there. The several times they had the opportunity to hit the ball. And they ended up hitting it with a back set to the right corner.
The freshman picks up her first kill of the game. And now, again, the leading senior of this team, Tayshar. She's got another ace.
That is a pass in there.
19-20. Couple of dribbles, right hand fire from the senior. Picked up by Turber in the back row. Smith to Parker. Free ball sent across. Carlin setting up Brisk. Handled well in the back row by the Mustangs libero. And now a free ball will be sent right back over the second time for the Mustangs by Turber. Britt firing it from behind. Miller, Smith, diving effort by Scher. Smith puts it right back down on a block. Couldn't get it to flow through. And a kill shot from Gilmore.
Again, man, they got some youth out there, Shawnee Maranatha does. I mean, they got a freshman, a couple sophomores. They are young.
And now our first time out is called by Valley Heights. They are down 21-19. We're back in 30 seconds here on KMTA.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here. Locked in to 92.1 KMZA. Crit and Profit Dan Shoup, Kirk Kilman back in studio. It's 19-21. Maranatha has the lead. Valley Heights has called the first timeout of the set by either team. And they're trailed by two. They know they want to pick up this set one.
Yeah, this is a high level. I mean, state championship of 2A. It really is. Two high-quality teams going at each other.
Serve over the net. Vermitten, Miller, Smith. Kill shot. Right after the timeout.
Go to Smith.
Seven kills in this set for Smith. She's seven of the team's total 20 points in set one against Maranatha. They're down by one, 21-20, near ace. Sheriff in the backcourt line tries to attack, and no one's there to guard it. That's a kill for the Eagles. Those are always sometimes the hardest to defend, the backcourt kill shots.
Yeah, if nobody touches it in the front row, I mean, you're asking somebody to try to make a good pass to some company at you 100 miles an hour.
Miller, Smith again. Smith, picked up by Carlin Libero. Eagles, Brisk. And that one, not on the line.
Wow. You might want to check his prescription on his glasses. Because, I know we're from up here, but
that
close
that
call. But, it fits Valley Heights.
But, again, both sides have had that tough call. So,
very true.
Can't blame it on the line judging now as it's been both ways. Brisk
That took something off it there. Kind of caught Valley Heights on their heels a little bit. Nobody was able to lay out. They picked that one up.
Valley Heights, another timeout. It's 23-21. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KAMZ 92.1.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here, Valley Heights. They just called their second timeout, set number one. They trail again by two, 23-21. They came out of the last timeout with a decisive strike from Smith, but unfortunately, the last 2 points have gone to the Eagles.
See what to do out of this timeout here.
Waller has a serve.
Going back set to Smith.
Smith, and that's a kill. In fact, that was the farthest I've seen the ball travel up the bleachers.
Yep. Might have to get a new ball.
I have to get a new ball.
We get a great strategy of the coach coming out. All right, kids, this is what we're going to do coming out of this. We're going to make a good pass on serve receive. The center made a very good back set to the Smith kid, and Smith put it down.
Smith has the serve. Set. Jones. Jones remitting. Nice dig and save. Pushed over by Miller. 23-22. Eagles with the lead. And a great kill shot from Brisk to put it on set point.
Yeah, just Valley Heights is just a little bit late on the block. Getting another one of those shooters. That's something, I don't know if the spikers are saying the numbers or something to get those shooters across there, but Valley Heights has got to pick that up.
Maranatha looking for their state title in school history and volleyball. Here, that's going to go down as a kill for Vermitton. Crucial. Now it's 24-23. You still got to pick up one to not have that lose by two. But Vermitton gets her first kill of the set. 24-23. The serve. You're relying on Henry to get it over. She does. Set for Jones. Jones has the finisher of set number one.
Yeah, I mean, what did Marin have to do? They went to their best player in the middle. And she made a good decision on her part.
We'll be back in 2 minutes here on KZ 92.1. Stay tuned for set number two.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from JBN Telephone Company. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-866-2310 today or visit jbntelco.com for more details.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is also set number two of the state championship classification of 2A Valley Heights. They fell in set number one, 25-22. They got things real close, just couldn't secure it in the latter half. And Maranatha, they pulled away. Jones had the finishing blow.
Yeah, it was a good game. I mean, it could have went either way down the stretch. It really could. It just happened. The ball kind of fell in Maranatha's laps where they could kind of set up the last couple points to their best player.
Think about their best player? Okay, sure. Here to serve. Vermitten, Paige Miller, Ava Smith. Smith going long down with it. Ball popped up about 50 feet in the air. Sure has the kill to start the game for the Eagles.
Yeah, great dig on her part to get the dig from the Smith kid. Smith had a good hit down line. She made a great dig, and then she got herself back up and set her in that back row, and she had a spike kill from the back row.
Sure, with six kills here against the Mustangs. Dig by Turber, set by Miller. Kill attempt from Smith, and there's going to be a handling issue against the Eagles. An error, gives the Mustangs their first point, set number two. 1-1. Avery Stevenson, she's got an ace today.
Now you can tell these Maranatha kids have played a lot of volleyball.
Sophomore serves it over. Set here for Brisk. Tries to put it down. Nice dig by Vermitten. Smith tries to put it down. Good block. Set back over by Blommer. Great double block by Blommer. And she's got the point here for the Eagles.
Yeah, great net play. And is she a freshman at number 12? I mean, great net play by a very young lady.
Incredible net play by her, as well as Baumler, who will be also credited with the block. Serve over here for Mitten. Paige Miller all the way to the left to Smith, and she secures this at 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, she's finding gaps in the double blocks, so she is, Smith is, so she's not mixing up the directions where she's trying to hit it. They've just done a good job of covering those things.
Eight total kills here against the Eagles, but one in this set for Smith. Here, a hitting error for Jones.
That's not a quick hit. Timing was just a little bit off.
Jones was the one who put set number one away with a 25-22 finish. Valley Heights with an early lead, 3-2. They had a 3-2 lead in set number one as well. Set for Jones. Going cross. Couldn't get it to go down. Smith. Plucked it from the line. Great dig. And they're going to get under the net.
Great hustle on Maranatha's part. I thought maybe they got it up over.
4-2 now. Valley Heights Mustangs with the lead and a must-win set number two to force a set three. Great placement on the serve. Not able to get the ace, though. Sure from the back court. Cross body. Puts it over. Set for Smith. Smith going to Carlin. Carlin picks up the libero of the Eagles. Now a shot taken. And it looks like it will be a kill for Britt. 4-3. The lead now.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to end up going kind of the same direction the first one did.
Lead now.
It's tight all the way through.
It now still is Valley Heights. 4-3. They're from Blommer to get it over. Set for Turber, and Turber goes long.
Yeah, the set was just a little bit low for her, so when she reached up to hit it, she kind of had to put a little bit more height on it to get it up over the net and went long.
Paige Baumler here with the serve now. It's a tied 4-4 game in set number two. She gets it across. Bump. Set from Miller. Spike by Smith. And unfortunately, it's blocked.
Yeah, they kind of picked up on that, made an adjustment. They kind of realized what Valley Heights has done here the last couple times around. When Smith gets to that front right, they back set her.
Baumler here to serve again. It's the freshman. Gets it across. Miller, back set, Smith. This time she's not denied. Smith with the kill.
Yeah, keep going to her. I mean, she's in that front row. You keep giving her the ball.
Smith now has 10 kills against the Eagles. Two here in set number two. It's a 5-5 game. Getting it over. Smith on the serve. Set up for Jones. Jones under the back row. Set from Miller. Korda trying to go down with it. Nice one-hand dig to get it across on a free ball by Maranatha. Deflection right back to the Mustangs. Set up to the front row. Vermitten. Nice dive to get the save for Carlin. Brisk trying to go for the kill shot, and she gets it. 6-5. Maranatha leads. Brisk with five kills against the Mustangs. two kills here in this set. Brisk also getting the serve, fires it across. Picked up by the front row. Now Vermitten. Vermitten puts it down the back. Couldn't get to go down. Nice one-hand finesse, but not able to put the shot. Vermitten has an error at the net. Now 7-5. Mustangs trail by two. An opportunity to win the first state title in program history. Maranatha sends it over. Nice dig. Put across from Porta. And Shear goes long. 7-6. She was set up right. She just couldn't find that left corner like she wanted. Maranatha in the green tops, white striped sides, and the black shorts. Meanwhile, black shorts and the fade to purple top for the Mustangs. It's 7-6. Mustangs down by one. Miller pushes across with the two hands. Back row, dug up. Put across by Schur, set for Vermitten. Vermitten going on the angle shot. Set again for Schur, pushed across. Nice dig by Smith, now by Miller. Coming up for it, free ball set over by Vermitten. Opportunity for Jones. Jones going to the Mustangs and going far, but it will be played. And a point and kill. Big 8-6 for the Eagles. Sure again. One of the longer rallies we've had.
Yeah, this is going back and forth. Again, I'm trying to look up who number 12 is, the center for Valley Heights, because she's done an excellent job for Valley Heights setting the ball. She is a sophomore.
Elizabeth Gilmore. Here, Josie Parker trying to put down a kill. She's been great all night. Not able to park that one in the right spot. Miller, now Vermitten. Jones digs it up. Pops up now for Brisk in the back row. One more hit to get it across. Rebound sent over by Vermitten. Jones digs it up. Now from the attacker's line, just a foot behind, Brisk sends it over. Except for Josie Parker in the back row. Parker, he's got the Keisha guy running away. He's like, don't get me.
That's so great effort on Maranatha's part to keep that alive.
Still bad for the line judge there. The ball was going right towards him. He's trying to get out of the way.
He's about
to jump into the stands. Everybody's laughing down there. Yeah, great shot from Josie Parker to get the kill. Second of the game against the Eagles. And now a block.
They're kind of getting that timing down to those shooters, so they are. And Valley Heights is doing a little bit better job at the front row blocking. Those things are coming real low and fast.
Crucial back-to-back points to tie this one 8-8 in set number two, a must-win for the Mustangs. Another block for the Mustangs. Same spot for Mitten. Credit to her once again. 9-8 in set number two. Mustangs with the lead. Turber sends it across on the serve. Set opportunity here for Gilmore. Blocked right back. Man, they've done a great job at triple blocking the threats up front. And now they're not able to get a block on Schur as she goes in for the kill.
That kind of mixed it up a little bit, and she went down line away from the triple block that just happened in the middle. And Valley Heights is just a little bit late getting there, but it has been tough because it was quick.
9-9 in set number two. Miller, Parker, Britt handling the heat in the back row. She's got a chance to put it across. A free ball has to be sent over. Parker gets it across. Set up for sure. Deflected off the white strip of the net. Parker pushes it with two hands. Nice set here for sure. One more hit to get it over. Vermitten does. Long rally between the two teams. Back set out of play. 10-9. Mustangs with the lead. Now to serve. Mia Vermitten. Gets it over. Nearly drops it in for a dime. Block.
They're starting to figure out the timing of those quick hits.
Brisk over. And that from the back court. And that's just a...
That's just unfortunate there.
Unfortunate kill that you really don't want to give up. She hits a spike all the way from the back court line nearly. And it just tips over the net. 10-10. Shear gets it across just over the net. Miller pushing the Ava... Smith, and she's blocked.
And they've kind of made an adjustment when Smith gets there. She's pretty much been hitting middle of court for the most part. Smith will probably adjust just a little bit next time she gets set up.
Sure. And the fire, this one, into the net it goes. That's a service error. That's the first time we've seen Maranatha really get a service error like that. 11-11. Here to serve. And set number two, Avery Stevenson. She's got one ace tonight, the sophomore. Fires it over. Back row received by Carlin. Set for Shar and deflection. Great digging save from Turber. Set over by Smith. Gilmore, and she secures the kill.
I said, you don't realize how, I mean, been around volleyball a lot. Them using the shooters, the quick sets, you don't see that usually at this level, the 2A small division classification, as much as they use it. Usually you see that at the 5, 6A level, but not as much at this level.
Cross the net, dug up by Smith. Smith will also go for the kill. She couldn't get it to get it placed down. Here, Brisk has to do it on a one-hand punch. Smith, another chance here. Blocked, deflected, going for the dig.
Good
right
save.
A save put across by Miller. And now Brisk fighting another save, and no one's able to get it. It's another kill for Brisk.
Yeah, but great hustle by Valley High. Man, they are all over the place. Man, they're doing everything they possibly can to keep that ball alive, to give them an opportunity here.
A.C. Carlin goes back to serve. Maranatha close to winning their first state championship title.
Oh, there's still a lot of game left.
There's a lot of game left. They're up right now 13-11 in a must-win set number two for Valley High. Pushing the back row, Shar, put up in the air, fought at the net, and an error against the Mustangs. They're down 14-11, and set number
two. A
timeout will be called by the Mustangs. We'll call a timeout as well up here. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KMZA at 2.1.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning, maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance and Sonica.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. 14-11. Valley Heights trails by three. They lost set number one, 25-22. They're in a must-win set number two. Valley Heights, they just had to use another timeout. Again, they're trying to force a set three. Carlin. Here to serve for the Eagles, coming after the Mustang timeout. Set up, Smith. Smith has...
I don't think there was a touch. Smith tried to go down line, which is, again, she's trying to mix it up a little bit there. She's been going cross court, and it kind of hit the top of the net. I don't think anybody touched it.
Ricocheted out of bounds, nonetheless. Now 15-11. Smith has to send a free ball over. A set for Brisk, and Brisk has the... Could have the kill, and they give it to her.
Yeah, again, another one of those shooters, quick hits. The blocker's just a little bit behind it.
Brisk, over 300 kills on the year in this game. She's got 7 against the Mustangs. Smith sends it over. Mustangs down 16-11. Need to get a run going here. This long rally could prove helpful. Smith attacking the back row. It's picked up by Shar. A setup opportunity for a good save by Turber. And now Smith will try to send it back to the backcourt line. It's picked up once again. Brisk. She's the last one to try to put the kill down. She tries again. Not succeed here. Smith goes to the backcourt and she makes it.
Yeah, eventually, they would have nobody at blocking against Smith, and excellent job by Maranatha for the first two or three times of making great digs to dig it up. Third time, Smith put it down.
Paige Miller now back here to serve, 16-14. Gets it across the net, low-hanging zip, but it's picked up. Jones trying to attack the double block. Can't get it to pull through. Block deflection, and point for Jones, 17-12. lock things down. Valley Heights again, finished runner-up back in 2006.
We're going to have to make a run here. They're going to have to break this serve and make a run.
Going to have to make a run. Over the net now. Popped up. Smith has to go up and free ball it over. Nearly a kill. Brisk through the double block. Setting up now for the Mustangs. Smith, and I believe she's on the line. No, they're going to say she was out left.
Again, probably the, what are they calling here? What are they saying?
Looks like they're going to switch the call.
Somebody, yeah, I think the down ref called somebody in the net.
Won't go down as a kill, but someone will be in the net for Maranatha. 17-13, a crucial break for the Mustangs. Zone going against the double block. Can't get to go through. Set up for Blommer. Near side of the attacker's court. Back set to Turber. Turber gets it to the back row. Set back up for Brisk. Brisk tips off the top of the net. One hand punch in the air. Vermitten trying to attack Schur in the back court. Can't get it to go through. A push by the Eagles to set it over. Eagles trying to re-get it down with Brisk. And a great block from Krista Porter.
I mean, great communication on both sides part when the setter takes that first dig. I mean, there's no hesitation of who's taking the set and making decent sets when they're not the normal setter. I mean, that's what this great communication on both teams here when that setter gets out of possibility of taking that setting second hit. If somebody else is there, they know their responsibility and still make a good set for a hit.
Substitutions will come into the game. For Valley Heights, the Mustangs entering Caitlin Hemry, as well as Josie Parker. Both stepping off the bench, looking to make an impact here.
I mean, this is if Valley Heights is going to make a run, this is time to do it. They got a point here. They're going to have the serve again. They're going to have the three kids across the front row where they can mix it up and keep Maranatha on their toes, not knowing who they're going to go to. Now they just got to execute it and put it down.
17-14. Substitutions still coming from both sides, and rotations just getting checked by the referees. Whistles blow. Now we can continue play. Ava Smith serves it over. Mustangs down by 3, 17-14. Zone. Gets it across. Back set. Turber. And kill!
I mean, how's the difference? I mean, Maranatha had a chance to set it up through their big hitter in the front row, and she chose to just kind of soft hit it over. When the ball got over to Valley Heights, they set it up, and Vermitten had a nice kill.
Oh. Unfortunately, Ava Smith has a service error. It is now 18-15. 7 points away from a state title and first in program history for Maranatha. Valley Heights needing to win this set number two for a set three. Serve over. Dug up. Paige Miller. Turber. Deflected. And a block will be given to Jones. It is now 19-15.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a good job of getting it to Turber there in that back set. Great set. It might need to have to go to the other side. Get away from that double block because it's done an excellent job for Maranatha.
Over the net now. Miller.
And they are.
Going to Vermitten. Another block for Jones. She has been incredible on latter half stretches of set. 20-15, only 5 points away from the first state title in program history for Maranatha. Push across, run
nice.
Hands, and getting the kill for the Mustangs to make it just a 4-point game now.
Yeah, I mean, Maranatha kind of had the timing down in Valley Heights sets and to get over there to double block everything. What does the setter do? Make a quick tip decision, and got them point, got the rally back to their side.
Have to get some good serves now. Set for sure, and she's got the kill. 21-16. 4 points away from a state title of Maranatha. Inman and Ellenwood in the third place match are going into a third set right now, both 1-1.
Well, this would be the time to do it, Valley. I mean, they got their best player in the back row, Maranatha does.
Back set, Turber, and she sends that one far too long. It's now 22.
They got no timeout. Yeah, they're going to use it.
Valley Heights They're going to use another timeout here in set number two. They must win this one to force the set three. It's 22-16. Maranatha with the lead. Be back in 30 seconds here on 92.1.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Maranatha is 3 points away from having their first state title in volleyball and program history. This is the fourth time ever going to state and getting out of pool play for the first time as well this year. Valley Heights, they've had 20 total state trips. They had a runner-up for 2006. And now they are trying to come back in this one, down 22-16 after the timeout called. Miller now going to Parker. Nice diving save from Jones. Sure, great block from the front row. Point for the Mustangs.
They're holding on there.
That's all you need to do is hold on and make it close. Get a run going. And Turber with the serve. Gets it over the net. Set up for Sure. Sure. Back row. Nice dig by Smith. Set here for Parker. Parker nearly puts it down. Now Gilmore in the net. Play still going. Long rally. Sure. Great save. And now Parker just puts it over.
Oh, my.
Save. Unfortunately, handling errors.
Look at that. This top is right along the net, and the ball just rolled right across the net for about 5 feet.
Rolling. And Maranatha is 2 points away from rolling into a state championship. Valley Heights down by six, 23-17. Josie Parker puts it across. Set up opportunity for Char, and she's into the net. The Mustangs still hang in, not allowing match point. It's 23-18. The serve here with it is Mia Vermitten, and a service error to put it on match point for Maranatha Academy. Again, this is the first time they would ever have a state title in program history. Set for Smith, trying to put it down. Brisk.
Good dig.
Great dig. Miller. Smith. Kill for the Mustangs.
They're going to continue to go to Smith, and why not? I mean, can they rattle off five in a row here? I don't know, but I'd keep giving the ball to her.
Sometimes you got to get to your best players, and it could be the last time you see a serve. Hopefully not for the Mustangs. Avery Stevenson. She has an ace tonight. Gets it across the net now. That opportunity for Gilmore. Picked
great
up nicely. Great dig. Up. Sure. Across. And.
Oh, they're calling it in. They're calling it in.
Oh, my gosh. One decided of inches in the Valley Heights Mustangs will fall to a sweep to Maranatha Academy. And the Eagles, for the first time in program history, will win a state title. We'll be back in 2 minutes. To recap the classification of 2A semifinal and, of course, the state championship and Valley Heights taking on the Eagles, unfortunately, the Mustangs coming up short, but seeing their first runner-up finish since 2006. Stay tuned here in a couple of minutes. We'll be back on 92.1 KMZA.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year.
We are proud to keep you connected.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, where unfortunately the Valley Heights Mustangs season comes to an end. They have their first runner-up finish back in 2006. And for Maranatha Academy, they have their first state title in all of program history in just their fourth total state appearance. And this is the first time the Eagles have ever also made it in a pool play. They beat Valley Heights in the first set, 25-21, and in the second set, 25-19. Shoot, what are some thoughts here?
It was a great game. I mean, it really was. I think the difference between the two, like I told you when we were in intermission, you don't see many teams at these lower classifications, 2A and down, that can utilize the shooters and the quick set and do it at a high level. And they did it consistently. I mean, it was probably 80-20 on quick hits or shooters compared to regular sets. And that's just something you just don't see. You see that in higher classifications, the 4, 5, 6, A, where they've played just a ton of volleyball. That's what they've committed to, is playing volleyball. So, obviously, Maranatha, these kids, they're dedicated to this sport. And that's what they do year-round, because you just don't do those type of skills by just playing fall and club ball during the winter. So, kudos to them on a great game. Nothing to take away from Valley Heights. My gosh, they were right there. I mean, in that first game especially, they had the opportunity. If the ball just went one time one way to them, it probably might have been a different outcome. So it could have been. They could have won that first game. Then who knows what would have happened after that. And they played extremely hard. And everybody on it. I mean, from the kids that were doing the digging in the back row, the setter for Valley Heights, which doesn't get enough attention, which should, because she did an excellent job for just a sophomore and what she was doing up there. And all those other hitters that they had up there that really spread it out to get kills. So, great 2A state championship game.
Well, some final tallies here from Valley Heights. Ava Smith on Saturday, she had 20 total kills. She finishes the state run with over 60 kills. What an incredible player. And she comes back next year as a senior. That's a great player. Mia Vermitten, she had an incredible day with 3 kills, 4 blocks, and an ace. They received an ace. Paige Miller, an ace and a kill. Ann Turber, 9 total kills. She had a great day. And unfortunately, when you talk about the seniors, William Bussey, the senior, and Turber, the senior, Tessa Miller, the senior, and Haley Stout, all their seasons end today. But not ending on a bad note.
Well, no, you got second.
For the first time since 2006.
Yeah, you got second in state, and something that they should be very, very proud of. I know it's painful now because you want that state title, but, man, looking back on this down the line, you did everything you could to give your team the chance to win a state title. There's nothing like you did wrong throughout both games that we played here that would have made a difference. I mean, you played extremely hard. You executed things at a very high level. Just Maranatha was a little bit better today against these two.
Yeah, the rich culture of tradition, Valley Heights, I mean, 20 state appearances overall, and this one, again, being another runner-up performance for a man. They have been an incredible team. But the fourth state appearance ever for Maranatha, they make the most of it, and they win state for the first time in program history. Again, Maggie Brist, I mean, she's just a sophomore. She'll come back next year, and she had the best night. She leads the team in total kills. She's got over 360 on the year. Tate Scher, she's been an incredible player, and this will be the end of the line for her as a senior, but she will end the season as the state winner of 2A championship. So thank you for tuning in to 92.1 KMZA. Again, Maranatha Academy winning their first state championship in program history, and Valley Heights finishes the runner-up. You can also check on the MSC Sports Network site in hopefully about 5-6 hours. They can have a little story posted about this and talk a little bit more in depth about the seniors from Valley Heights. And also, please stay tuned, because what do we have at 1 o'clock, Shoop? We got the Centralia Panthers.
Going to try to make a run.
Trying to make a run. They're going to take on Clifton Clyde.
Yeah, I mean, you have a TVL foe there. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. It'll be like second or third time they've played this year. So that's always difficult when you play people that many times and see who's going to play for that state title.
All right, well, that's their final here. Valley High finishing runner-up. Maranatha winning the state title. But come back around at 1 o'clock when we were going to have Centralia Panthers coverage as they take on the Clifton Clyde Eagles in the semifinals round of state.